This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's hour five of the nation. Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. Chiefs going to deliver a Friday news dump coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Thanks to everybody who participated in what you're drinking and what you're thinking there. I hope you have a great Friday. It is a Father's Day weekend. And here at the Rangers, they have festivities as well. Father's Day is going to be an ice cream sundae, of course. Dollar ice cream for kids 13 and under. There's a 2023 World Series Final Out bobblehead coming up Tuesday as they host the Royals. That's going to be a must-have event. Tonight, Mexican Heritage Cap Night presented by Coca-Cola. And the first 20,000 fans getting these cool collector's item caps they've been handing out. So stay tuned for the very latest promotions, and stay tuned right now for a proper round tripper. Here's Wolchuk.
All righty. It looks like John Gray threw off a mound today for the first time since he broke his wrist. He had 20 fastballs. He's going to do the same thing on Sunday, looking like a late July return. Ebo going to throw a bullpen tomorrow, and Cody Bradford also has been looking at doing some rehab assignments here very, very soon. So Rangers arms are going to end up getting a boost here before we know it, which is great considering they're unfortunately going to go with two bullpen games in the span of the three games over the weekend here against the White Sox. It will be a DeGrom nation tomorrow, but Sean Armstrong getting the ball, and we'll see how long he's able to go. But hopefully, you know, Sean Armstrong can go as long as possible like Jacob Latz did, and the Rangers offense can continue to erupt, and boom, you get yourself a win over former Ranger Adrian Hauser tonight here at the ballpark. Vibes are immaculate at the Comerica backyard. I mean, it's alive and popping.
That's what runs will do for you.
Get the buzz back in the park.
This fan base is ready to go crotch first. I think they're going to get plenty of opportunities for the rest of the summer as they progress to the mean. And yes, I do think the timing is perfect that right as your pitching depth was being tested and stressed, now you're starting to get some good signs healthy. But the more important thing is you can survive bullpen games with an offense like what I think we're about to see.
You can. Yeah. Now, I've slid into all of your DMs and Carter Freeman's earlier. We'll see if Carter is able to get this on the fan cam or not. But Bartolo Colon, what was his nickname?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy. Well, we might need a new nickname for Bartolo, as our guy is looking like he has had a tremendous weight loss. Now, he pitched over 21 seasons. We know him as one of the better, I'd say, fat athletes in the history of sports. He was listed as 285 for much of his Major League Baseball career. I honestly think that we were looking at three bills for quite a long time. Now, don't worry about the bottom picture. It's the top picture of him in a sleeveless shirt. I mean, it looks like this dude has lost a ton of weight. He looks like he's in the best shape of his life, and it does beg the question, like, Bartolo, where was this when you were playing, my friend? I mean, did something happen? Was there a health issue that maybe forced him into weight loss? But he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he is looking pretty good here. And it's a great question because you see these offensive linemen in the NFL, they're having to stay that size. And then when they get done, they shrink up a little bit because they don't need to be that big anymore. I don't believe that Bartolo needed to be that big when he was playing. So what all of a sudden got him going here? Maybe a visit to the doctor, and he was like, hey, got to go ahead and get this thing in check. Maybe he heard about the other side effects to the fat shots, and he was like, let me go ahead and jump in this mix here. But it seems like he's at least getting after it on the treadmill. Like, he's breaking a sweat. You can see the sweat glisten. So he's earning a good chunk of this weight loss. Salute to him.
So, the last I checked, follows official time in 2023, Cologne continued a transformation that actually started in 2020 when he signed trying a comeback in the Mexico League. He signed with Monclova and had, you know, gotten close to 300 and started like a weight loss journey then. And it just kind of continued after his retirement. I guess, you know, he kind of fell in love with the gym lifestyle.
Hey, once you start seeing the pounds, you know, start to fall, people are like, hey, you're looking pretty good. Yeah, you keep it going.
You know what's cool is he's done this gradually. This has been a five-year transformation from massively morbidly obese to just obese to, hey, now you're heavy but kind of built. And now 2 years after that, he's dropped another 50 pounds, and the transformation's pretty complete.
Seems like the gut is going to be the last place to go here. Everything else is working for him pretty nicely. Good for him, man.
Now, Roman Anthony is a young phenom with the Boston Red Sox, but it's not him that is drawing all the attention. As his family was shown after he picked up his first RBI a couple days ago as they were taking on the Rays. And it was his very Italian family. It was his mom, his dad, his brother, his sister. But it's the sister of Roman Anthony that has become an overnight sensation of America. She has picked up now over 15,000 followers on Instagram as Leah Anthony, I guess, has become one of these darlings. She went on the Greg Hill show earlier. She said, it's been surreal. I went from having 3,000, I'm at 14,000 followers. That number just continues to grow. We're all just shocked by it. So shout out to the Anthony family. I mean, Roman, a tremendous success. But now his sister, I don't know how Roman feels about this. If this were me, I'd be like, what the F? Can you guys not be creeping on my sister? But congratulations to this very Italian-American family.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff, man. That definitely sucks for Roman, I would say. Not what you want, but they are super Italian. I mean,
Your sister blowing up on socials, not what you want?
I don't think you want sister blown up on social.
Not
just strictly
really.
Because she's a smoke.
Oh, yeah. She's leaning into that.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, and I don't even know that she's leaning into it, but all of a sudden you get a bunch of male baseball fans watching the game. They zoom in on the family. They're eating gabagool out of the Ziploc.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they see sister, and they're like, let me go ahead and hit that follow button.
Who is that?
Yeah. So, but good for her, though, to come up.
It's very real.
You got to optimize this. You know, if you happen to get popular on social media, you have to use that as an opportunity to not only generate leads but to sort the leads. Okay, you're starting at 7. You're looking for 8 figures here, sugar. Right? That's what if I'm older brother.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're gonna do something here. Okay. Now, do not even think about falling in love for the next 6 months while daddy's working, okay? I'm going to scour all of these accounts. We're going to find the rich ones, the single ones.
Okay.
Okay? And then we're going to target them. And out of about a dozen guys from this 14,000, well, I'm going to find the next husband.
We're going to parlay this into trophy wife status.
You can't fumble the bag like this if you're a beautiful young lady. Okay, let's be honest.
No, and she has been very humble.
Somewhere in America, Kris Jenner is clapping her hands.
Thank you.
Like, you know what? He's talking.
Yeah. Don't even need to do a video.
By the way, that's Kardashian's mom. That's the Kardashian mother, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, if you don't fall in love with any of these guys, and you fall in love with some guy for true love and art and all that, I'll understand. But let's just give this a shot. Let's see if one of these guys is lovable.
Dude, we just had the mariachi band walk on by. This is freaking badass.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love a mariachi band. Okay, last thing, and this is actually very sad, very serious. Tyler Skaggs, who tragically passed away here when the Angels were in town playing the Rangers. But the Angels have just filed a motion. This was a couple of days ago. And they are saying that it was his teammate, Wade Miley, who's still playing, that is the one who actually supplied Tyler Skaggs with drugs. Quote, he came clean, said the testifying, I believe it was Percocets. He said he got them from Wade Miley is what one of the court case documents said. Now, the Angels have come out and tried to get this thing dismissed in court. Wade Miley was asked about this by the media today. He said he came clean. I don't know anything about this. It sucks. My heart is with him and his family right now, but he's not going to sit here and talk about this, of what somebody might have said or what not. So he's saying this is not accurate. but we'll see what ends up happening in court with this.
I guess the authorities aren't going to go after Wade.
I don't think so. I think it's done.
If they felt like they had some deadbeat drug dealer that they could go ring up, they were going to get him. But once they were like, it's another baseball player, we're not going to pursue charges that tough. It's such a sad story because, unfortunately, this opiate addiction thing has visited so many people in America. It's the number one killer by far. Now you add fentanyl into it, and it's just crazy. I feel my heart goes out to anybody who's battling that addiction.
Amen.
Or knows somebody that's battling that addiction, because you're only going to get so much from the doctor, and if the script runs out and your addiction is alive, you're going to pick up that phone.
Yes.
And now the next thing you know, somebody's, we're like, 8 years later, still talking about the Tyler Skaggs.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's just a terrible scourge on America. I remember growing up and people talking about the overdose threats of, cocaine and street drugs like that. Not even close to the threat that this thing is to your life if you manage to come down with an addiction like that. And unfortunately, Tyler Skaggs paid the ultimate price. Okay, we have Rangers baseball coming up in 21 minutes. Chief, what are we doing next?
Let's get you a little Friday news dump featuring our prepping of the bodies for game number 4 NBA Finals next in the
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're wrapping up here at the Globe. We do have time for Chief's Friday News Dump segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the Chief there with that dump.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, we do have a Jello shot update from Omaha. It looks like LSU continues to crush, just under 2,000 Jello shots
now. Dude, they just did 1,100 shots in the last hour?
Well, the update that I had previously was from a few hours previous of that. I guess
okay.
They give like a couple.
But that's still a hell of an afternoon.
Yeah, they're getting after it. You have Murray State with just under 1,300, and then Coastal Carolina with just under 1,200. But LSU is running
so it's
up
the smaller schools on the medal stand currently.
Yeah, big time passion right there. UCLA is the biggest loser at the moment with 174 Jello shots. Now, keep in mind, a good chunk of the proceeds end up going to local food banks and charitable efforts as well. So
yep.
There's definitely some positivity UCLA other than just the general raging.
Might be third only to Cal and Stanford as far as being the snobs of those big schools of the West. You'd think L.A., cool, got it going on. No. These people think they're way too sophisticated and take themselves way too seriously to get down with some Jello shots. Doesn't surprise me at all, Chief.
Yeah, they have no interest. They couldn't even imagine going to a place called Rocco's to go enjoy a couple of beverages
exactly, and
some pizza. So congrats to Broadus's LSU Tigers. They've got an early lead, and so long as they stay in the tournament, they will probably potentially even reset their record. They had like a ridiculous run in 2023 where they put up like, gosh,
it was viral that year.
Close to 70,000 Jello shots.
So yesterday we were talking, there was a couple of other schools that I'm not hearing anything about. Is Arkansas not representing? They have a lot of fans.
Yeah, Arkansas hasn't even cracked 1,000 yet.
Wow.
Goodness.
So it's
talk about not caring.
LSU, Murray State, and Coastal Carolina that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting right now.
So it's the newcomers. It's the, hey, this is a bucket list. We've never gone. We got to go. And they're going to make the most of it.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll see how long they can sustain in the World Series. But at least they're coming out of the gates on fire. Okay, so what do you guys think? Game four, NBA Finals tonight. The first time where they've only had the one day off in between games. They've been doing the 2 days off in between. So we get a little Friday night action here. Oklahoma City still favored in the series. And
wow,
I think they're favored by 6.5 tonight as well. Now, Oklahoma City against the spread in road playoff games this year, they're 0-8 against the spread.
That's my bet. I'm taking Pacers plus 6.5.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mortgage payment?
Oh, my God.
Lay it down big.
Hey.
That sucks, man. Because I feel like the Pacers have taken control, and they've demonstrated that while the Thunder might be better on paper, we got answers for them. We mitigate what they do well.
I'm hopeful that the Pacers can get it done tonight. I just think that OKC does even it up. I think we go back tied at 2. And
is that your brain or your gut talking?
It's kind of the gut. The brain. Oh. I mean, the brain, I picked up Indiana, so I want Indiana to just get up 3-1, and then I'm feeling great about it. You know, now it's house money. I mean, you got three opportunities to close this thing out.
Yeah.
I just kind of think OKC is going to get it done tonight. And Caitlin Clark's got a game. I think she's back playing. So she's not going to be in attendance.
See, that's a big thing that everybody's asking. She plays tomorrow versus New York. I don't know if that's a road game or not for Indiana.
If it's a home game, maybe she's got a shot.
Yeah.
I'd send the PJ for.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, because she needs to be there. We need to get this 9-0 then if you're a Pacers fan. But I feel bad because I'm sitting next to Ruben, and he loves OKC so much. I just wanted to give him some hope.
Yeah.
Yes, sirs. Let's go Indiana tonight.
Scott Foster, by the way, will be refereeing. He is the extender.
Oh, crap.
So keep that in mind. That's good news for Oklahoma City fans. And great news for all of us. We have the Southern Blackberry Cobbler Ice Cream Bluebell. This is now available in the half-gallon size, only for a limited time. I've never tried this, but oh my gosh, that is on the weekend to-do list when it comes to the grocery
items.
That's
all you want for Father's Day?
The Blackberry Cobbler Ice Cream.
Sign me up.
Blended with a luscious blackberry flavor combined with flaky pie crust pieces in a blackberry sauce swirl.
See, it's going to come down to how good those pie pieces are, because you know Bluebell's knocking out of the park with the ice cream component.
I want to have the chunks of that pie crust in there.
Yes.
That sounds...
And a good hearty crust.
Yes.
Not a throwaway. It's basically like a graham cracker with some jelly on it. We need some real blackberry cobbler, maybe even some real berries in there.
Yeah, I'd be here for that, but that's great news for all of us. Whataburger also bringing out you can basically upgrade your medium drink to a collectible cup. At Whataburger right now. These cups look really, really cool, by the way.
Okay, so it's worth it.
Swing through a Whataburger, upgrade the cup for an extra maybe buck or two, and get yourself a collectible Whataburger cup that looks fantastic.
This sounds like a plan for the ride home, Chief. Excellent week of broadcasting, sir. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks to Zach Wolchuk as well. It's been a really fun Friday here over the last 4.5 hours. Rangers baseball is coming up here with the pregame at 6:30 with Sands and the first pitch at 7:05. 3 games from 500 is where the Rangers are now. They got a little bit of a winning streak going on and a chance to make up some ground here in the West. Thanks to everybody who stopped by our broadcast position throughout the day as well. All righty. For Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here at the Globe, thanks to him. Thanks to Lucius Alexander back home with the Pimp Cup Mass Control. Just went 4.5 flawless, like it was nothing. Got it stuck on automatic. Of course, you can lock it up. And for Wolchuk and Chia Follow, I'm Gavin Dawson. Broadles will be back on Monday. Till then, at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.